Please open your Bibles to the book of Isaiah. Our reading today will be Isaiah 1 to 20. We've spent a good time in the Old Testament, and we've been reading in the New Testament. Our time in Genesis is drawing to a close. I'll be in the New Testament, Lord willing, afterwards. So let's read together one of the literary treasures of the Bible, the great prophecy of Isaiah ben Amos. Isaiah lived in the 8th century B.C., he was born in the time of Uzziah, a great king who reigned 52 years, but the crisis of Isaiah's death caused everything to go downhill in Jerusalem. He served under Ahaz, a wicked king. He confronted him. Maybe the great event of Isaiah's life was the invasion of Sennacherib in 701 B.C. He was the spiritual partner of godly Hezekiah, whose prayers were answered with the destruction of that army. The tradition, and I think Hebrews 11 as well, at least suggests that Isaiah was murdered under the time of Manasseh after a long and fruitful life of service to the Lord. Now, he begins by saying, "Hear, O heavens, give ear, O earth." That means this is the covenant lawsuit of God being pressed by his prophet. Happens a lot in the Old Testament. That language says the court is in session and the gavel strikes. And what was happening was, if you remember, the kingdom of Israel was divided earlier. You have the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom was pagan and ungodly. Early in Isaiah's life, it was destroyed. 722 is the destruction of Samaria. He's ministering right after that. But the problem was the ethics of Samaria had bled down to Jerusalem, largely because of prosperity. Doesn't that happen? And the people were rich and they had power. And so the two targets here are the ruling class who were not godly. They were self-centered. They took advantage of the weak and the vulnerable, and they just enriched themselves and they were debauched. And so Isaiah is going to present God's case against them. But then there's the people who had turned to wickedness as a lifestyle. And he's going to say in this passage, you know, it makes me sick when you come to church after you've been living in such a godless way. And he's going to mention how he doesn't like the sacrifices and the prayers mean nothing. God's not opposed to prayer. He's the one who ordained the sacrifices. He just didn't want theirs because their hearts were unclean. It's a real reminder that God's about our hearts. It's about spiritual worship, not just the motions. He's not bought off by some worship actions. He knows what's going on. Well, the passage ends, as is so characteristic of Isaiah, this Christ filled book of the Old Testament, that while there's this severe accusation, there's also a loving presentation of the gospel. "Come now," verse 18 says, "let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow." That's an introduction to a Christ-filled book. How many of the hymns of Christmas draw lines from Isaiah? Isaiah is pointing God's people to a Savior and giving very great specific details about his coming. Well, with that introduction, let's give ear to the reading of Isaiah 1, beginning at verse 1. "The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children I have reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are utterly estranged. Why will you still be struck down? Why will you continue to rebel? The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint, from the sole of the foot even to the head. There is no soundness in it, but bruises and sores and raw wounds. They are not pressed out or bound up or softened with oil. Your country lies desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. In your very presence, foreigners devour your lands. It is desolate as overthrown by foreigners. The daughter of Zion is left like a booth in a vineyard, like a lodge in a cucumber field, like a besieged city. If the Lord of hosts had not left us a few survivors, we should have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the teaching of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required of you this trampling of my courts? Bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and the calling of convocations. I cannot endure iniquity and solemn assembly. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.